بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر ربه مثل الحي والميت. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: the example of that person that remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person that makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, compared to that person that doesn't make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to that person that remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, compared to that person that doesn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is like the example of a living person and a dead person. In other words, that person that takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person is spiritually alive, his heart is alive. Ulama give a few explanations to this. One explanation ulama give is that this person's heart is alive. So if anybody does anything to him, he's like a living person. There is some revenge, some type of revenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take on behalf of this person. That like how a living person, if somebody does something to a living person, he can take some type of revenge, he can take some type of reaction. You can do anything to a dead person, you can kick him, you can hit him, you can do what you want, there'll be no revenge coming. But that person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you do anything to that type of person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there to take that type of revenge, to take some type of action. Again, those people that interfere with the loving person, that will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will take that action. The next example ulama give, or the next explanation they give, that person will make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his heart is soft and his heart is fresh, compared to that person that doesn't make the zikr of Allah. Obviously here you're talking about the spiritual heart. Otherwise you try and you look at it with a microscope, and you try and you look at it, you won't see it. But this is talking about the spiritual heart, and this heart is soft and this heart is receptive, compared to that person that doesn't make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his heart is dry, like a dry piece of wood. It breaks so easily, it's not receptive. No beauty comes out of that dry piece of wood. And you look at that wet plant, or that plant that is moist, you'll get beautiful flowers, beautiful petals, beautiful roses. So beauty flows out of that person that remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another hadith, it comes in another riwayat, in a Muslim Sharif, this words come: مثل البيت الذي يذكر الله فيه والبيت الذي لا يذكر الله فيه مثل الحي والميت. That house in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered, compared to that house where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not remembered, is like that, like a living, is like the living compared to dead. In other words, that house also is alive. That house wherein the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place, compared to that house wherein the no name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place, there's no talim taking place, there's no Quran tilawah taking place, there's no nafil salah taking place, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not even taken in that house. That house is like a completely dead house. So all of us like our houses to be lively, to be happy. So one way of doing it is to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our homes. Therefore it's so important that we should enter with salam. Then at the same time we should try and take out some time and read nafil namaz. Yesterday we did the hadith of Hazrat Juwayriyah radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she had that place, that masjid fil bayt, that place in the house for reading salah. Like that we should also have a place in the house for reading nafil salah, to bring that house alive. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in one hadith, he mentions that la tattakhidhu buyutan qubura, that don't make your houses like a qabristan. What it meant by that is like how a qabristan is completely dead. They won't find salah taking place in the qabristan. You won't find any zikr, any tilawat of Quran generally taking place, because all people that are there have passed away, so you won't hear these taking place. Obviously when people go and read at that time only, but generally you won't find that happening. So don't make your homes like that, where no remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place. So these homes, if we want to bring our homes alive, from this hadith we learn, and we want to bring ourselves alive, then we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember something, kullu muti'in dhakirun, every person that is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One other thing we learn from here, from this hadith, is that there is a certain dimension known as the spiritual dimension. And very often we find that we are only medically inclined, so we only think of the physical dimension. A man is only worried about his physical heart. What is my condition? How's my pressure? How's my sugar? What is my heart like? Is my cholesterol high? Is my heart functioning well? Very seldom do we worry about the spiritual heart. Whereas this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that spiritual heart is dead, completely dead. And this is more important than the physical heart. How many of us take our time to worry what is the condition of our spiritual heart? But if the spiritual heart is dead, then we will go in a dead condition in the qabr. We are like dead people in this world already, and then we will go like a dead person in that qabr when that life of a person will be his spiritual heart. Now even in that realm also will be dead. We are spiritually dead here. Therefore we should constantly make an effort to see how this heart, the spiritual heart, can also be taken care of. Like how we look after our physical heart, which is very important to take care of. Like that we should also see we take care of this spiritual heart. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of being careful and being considerate to take care and to look after this heart, make it alive, make it fresh, so it becomes receptive to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It becomes desirous and it becomes anxious that when is the next salah coming, when is the next opportunity I can get to make the tilawat of Quran, when is the next opportunity I can get to show kindness. All this that heart is desiring, more than the physical heart needs, it needs nourishment, the spiritual heart also needs nourishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. As we know, today is Friday, we should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Try and read Surah Kahf, try and make dua, especially between the time of Asr and Maghrib, and try and make it early for the Jumu'ah Salah. Whichever location or whichever venue we're going for, doesn't mean now that we can suddenly go very late for Salah. That the sawab and the reward of going early for the Jumu'ah, for preparing for the Jumu'ah, all that is still there in its place. It doesn't matter which venue a person is going to, but that preparation for Jumu'ah is still very important. That importance of the day of Jumu'ah is still there. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi has actually brought a bab describing a chapter describing a person walking and going for Jummah Salah, like that person going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, moving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we shouldn't lighten the Jummah, we should always have the seriousness and the importance of this great day of Jummah. And the reward of the Malaika for that person that proceeds early for Jummah will still remain. So if we are able to go to whichever venue we are going, go early, go with the necessary fikr, go with the necessary concern, we will get the full reward. Jumu'ah, may Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.